Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Okay, Applebee's and IHOP. IHOP and Applebee's. Two, I guess you could say, iconic American restaurants across this great land of ours, here in the United States of America and beyond, actually. Global iconic restaurants. Well, now the parent company, Dine Brands Global, has said, you know what? We're going to start doing dual branded locations, combining IHOP and Applebee's together. So the back of the house cooking areas are blending and the front of the house dining areas through discrete entrances. And so you'll be able to eat and be seated either on the Applebee's side or the IHOP side and order IHOP on the Applebee's side or Applebee's on the IHOP side. That is awesome, right? I mean, it's like a Taco Bell and a KFC. It is. So now they've already done it in Mexico. So they haven't done it here in the U.S. yet or anywhere else. But the idea is to reduce costs. Yeah, no kidding. While maximizing revenues. Is that what a company is supposed to do? Reduce costs, maximize revenue. Huh, that seems like a strange thing to do. So IHOP is probably the one that's doing all the business these days. I mean, Applebee's, the CEO, John Payton, who said that they've already rolled out prototypes in Mexico or northwest of Mexico City, and they've had other select international locations. He said that they plan to open 25 restaurants, with Applebee's being the largest operator, but they've closed a bunch of Applebee's this last couple of years, and so IHOP is the one that's still growing. They had 40 new U.S. locations opened last year. So just look for it coming to a city near you soon. It's IHOP and Applebee's. Or is it Applebee's and IHOP? You decide. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. I can't get the stupid Billy Joel song out of my head. I've been singing My Life from Billy Joel for 24 hours. I can't. I just got a call from an old friend. We used to be real close. I can't get it out of my head. Like, I've played the audio version of the song. I've played the video of the song. And how did it all get started? Well, I saw where Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks are playing in Dallas, I'm sorry, Arlington, Texas, in the DFW this weekend with their, you know, Billy Joel, Stevie Nicks concert tour, because they canceled last year. There were a few shows last year that they canceled because of a continued COVID illness within Stevie Nicks' band. And I've seen clips of the show. I've seen Billy Joel before. I love Billy Joel. I love his music. The Billy Joel Elton John show was probably, I mean, it was one of the top shows live that I've seen. It was fantastic. And I think seeing Stevie would be okay. She's, you know, he's all right. But I really do like Billy Joel. But that just, I can't. The stupid song out of my head is just, I'm sorry. I might just, you know, ever so often during the show today, I might just go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone. I can't. It's in my head. It won't go away. So let's try to make it go away. So let's say in Texas. We've talked about this company before, the Colossal Biosciences. They are the company that wants to create the woolly mammoth again. And so they have announced that they have successfully transformed elephant cells into an embryo-like state, which is a key step in its effort to engineer a close approximation to the extinct woolly mammoth. So the approach can be traced to 2006 when Nobel Prize winning research proved that mouse cells could be reverted into embryo-like stem cells capable of growing into various forms of tissue. This process has worked in humans, monkeys, leopards, but they've proved difficult to apply to elephant cells, which researchers link to elephants' innate resistance to cancer. So the team, I don't think the woolly mammoth sounds like that. I think that's just an elephant. Yeah, the woolly mammoth is going to sound, you know, deeper, fuller. Oh, that's an orangutan. That's not... orangutans might be a tough time to have the embryo cells, too. So now the team has created the embryo-like cells capable of creating elephant tissue like hair or blood. So the company plans to use these cells to experiment with tissue samples and identify gene changes required to infuse Asian elephants with mammoth-like traits, including the shaggy hair. So, I think you can hear from our elephant here on Chewing the Fat, it doesn't have the shaggy hair. But hey, a living mammoth-like elephant is likely still, they say, years away. But in the meantime, they have... Remember, they did create the mammoth meatballs. And that elephant was not happy about it either. Well, we might as well stay in Texas. The wildfire is now the largest in the state's history, the Smokehouse Creek Fire. It scorched 1 million acres in the Texas Panhandle and another, 31, 32,000 acres in Oklahoma. It's the second largest in U.S. history. At least one person has died. Several homes and ranches have been destroyed. Many others were left without power. The fire's only 3% contained, according to this story. They may have it a little bit more than that now. We've had all kinds of rain in this neck of the woods the last couple of days. Hopefully, the Panhandle got some rain and put out some of this, some of the fires, because there for a while, that combination between the dry air and turbulent wind, and if you look at the map here, between the dry air and the turbulent wind, you can see why it made the situation worse. So, and they also claim, thousands of cattle have and will die. Very sad. Now, the utility provider in that area says that its facilities, they may have played a role in the wildfire. Really? Yeah, utility provider Xcel Energy said in a statement that its facilities appeared to have been involved in igniting the Smokehouse Creek fire. Oh, okay. That's kind of strange to admit that. Yeah, well, we're cooperating with the investigations into the wildfires, and we're conducting our own review as well. We dispute the fact that we acted negligently, okay? We maintain and operate our infrastructure. So back off us, okay? But if you have property destroyed or you've lost livestock in the Smokehouse Creek fire, you can go ahead and submit a claim. We're not saying we did anything wrong, but you can go ahead and submit a claim. And we'll review and respond to any such claims. Now, the company said it does not believe its facilities played a part in igniting the Windy Deuce fire, which burned more than 140,000 acres and impacted many structures in and around Fridge. But it said they're working with regulators. Now, they believe that through their Southwestern Public Service Company subsidiary that operates in the Texas Panhandle, Xcel Energy, that's so great. They're our subsidiary. Now, sure, we own them, but we're not going to take very much responsibility, okay? We don't want to do that. But they said that they believe that they had a report filed that a wooden utility pole located about a mile north of Stinnett in Hutchinson County, and it's right there, you know where it is in the Panhandle, right there, a mile north of Stinnett in Hutchinson County, broke and fell which ignited the Smokehouse Creek wildfire. Now, the wooden utility pole is allegedly owned and operated by the Southwestern Public Service Company, which is, in fact, a subsidiary of Xcel Energy. And so we're not admitting any fault, and we keep up and do our maintenance, okay? But that, yeah, you know, that wooden pole broke, and that probably started the fire, you know. So, sorry. File a claim. So the World Health Organization, you know them, you love them, the WHO, is giving a warning out that the rapid spread of measles is happening around the world, noting a 79% increase from 2022, with more than 306,000 cases reported last year. So the agency said, it did not yet have an overview of measles deaths last year, but, we're probably going to see an increase in fatalities from the disease. So in 2022, the number of deaths increased by 43%. And according to our models, more than 130,000 deaths occurring from measles. Given the growing number of cases, we would anticipate an increase in deaths in 2023 as well. So we're concerned of the rise in measles cases. And we're also seeing rise in measles here in the United States of America. Huh, that is weird. Now we're seeing a rise in measles here in the United States. Now, could it be the anti-vax people? Could it be a bunch of people coming into this country that aren't vaccinated, vaccinated against measles? I mean, you can get a vaccine for that. It's also known as rubella. You can get the vax. There's two types of vaccines that protect against the measles, mumps and rubella. So once you get it, you get it. You can quote me on that. Once you get it, you get it, and there's no medication to treat measles, then usually the infection would resolve on its own in 2 to 3 weeks. Medication is prescribed to ease the symptoms in children who are likely to be deficient in vitamin A, according to our friends at the WHO. So be on the lookout. Be careful out there. There's measles sneaking around every corner. It does, that's just an example. I realize there's no treatment for it, and, they give you vitamins and therapy and they'll try to make you feel better once you catch it. But it does lean into, it's probably not a bad idea to have extra medications around, just in case. Let's say, for example, you needed some antibiotics and you couldn't get them. Well, you sure wish you had the Jace case, wouldn't you? You would. You would. You sure wish, man, I should have gone to JaceMedical.com. I should have gotten my Jace case. I should have entered the code Jeffy at checkout for the discount on my order. I should already have my Jace case. So if you can't say, I already do have my Jace case, Jeff, maybe you should be able to. Remember when you used to think to yourself, those countries, they have shortages of their medications. Well, those are third world countries, aren't they? That doesn't happen here. Except, it's happening here in the United States now. And that's the way things are now. It's just one reason why you need to have a Jace case on hand. It's a personalized emergency medication kit that contains 5 essential antibiotics, which treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. It's customizable. Dozens of add-on medications available, so you can choose the ones that best fit you and your family's needs. They even have ivermectin as an add-on option, and you can get gift cards for your family or loved ones so that they can get and customize Jace cases on their own. It's simple. You go online, fill out a form, and then you get a prescription. Life-saving medications delivered right to your door. The Jace case gives you peace of mind. so that you're not just hoping you have access to medication in an emergency. So as I said earlier, go to jasemedical.com, jasemedical.com. Enter the offer code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, at checkout for a discount, and then you'll have your own peace of mind. JaseMedical.com, J-A-S-E-Medical.com. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Got a call from an old friend. We used to be real close. Said he couldn't go on the American way. Closed the shop, sold the house, bought a ticket to the West Coast. Now it gives them a stand-up routine in L.A. I'm sorry. I can't stop. I know. I'm sorry. And if I put it in your head, well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Don't forget, we got the big Mega Millions drawing tonight. For those of you listening live, today is the 8th of March, 2024. $687 million is the jackpot. $332.3 million cash payout. And then Saturday night, while you're on your way to see Billy and Stevie at AT&T Stadium, you could win the Powerball. Coming home after Billy and Stevie, you look down, you may have won the $521 million jackpot, $249.6 million cash payout. That would be a good way to drive home from the concert band. Driving home from AT&T, and you look down at the Powerball numbers and say, I believe we're a winner. And you go home and you sign that ticket and you put it in your safe. And then you make sure you get everything, all your ducks in a row. And then you bring that ticket back out and take it over to the lotto office. And you take care of things. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone at all. That's what I'm going to do when I win. You do you. That's what companies are doing now. They're doing you. Well, wait, I have to rephrase that. Anyway, companies, I see we talked a little bit about Best Buy shutting down, I don't know, 150 locations by the end of 2025. But they did say that they were going to open smaller ones, which will measure 30 to 50,000 square feet, which is 20% of the size of a Macy's in a mall. Well, Best Buy and Macy's are the latest major retail chains that they said they're going to try to boost in-person business since the pandemic. So we're all post-pandemic now. We're an online shopping era. And so we think that smaller streamlined locations are going to work. 24 big stores, Best Buy closed last year. That's pretty amazing that Best Buy closed some stores. The electronics chain said it will close 10 to 15 more large locations over the next fiscal year and open a number of small stores in places where it has no prior physical presence. So they're closing the stores, the bigger stores, but hey, you know, we've never had a store over here. Let's open a smaller one and see if people will come there. All right. So Nordstrom's, Bloomingdale's, Target, Kohl's, Whole Foods, and even the originator of big, huge box stores, IKEA, they're betting on smaller locations with slimmer inventories. And theoretically, I guess it would be easier for you to order and pick up and return if need be. And so, I mean, we've all gotten used to being able to go to Amazon Prime and click in that you wanted your toothpaste and have it there within 2 or 3 hours. I mean, that's pretty sweet. I must say that makes America pretty sweet. When you think about Jeff Bezos being one of the richest guys in the world, battling back and forth, that's the reason why. Okay, he made it so that I can go, I need toothpaste, and an hour later, ding dong, and now all these other companies are trying to catch up to that. So. And they're even slowing down a little bit. I mean, it's reported that they're going to halt the launch of online storefronts in Switzerland, Ireland, and some other countries in an effort to rein in costs. So when it used to be money is no option at Amazon, Then Jeff got a girlfriend, left a wife, got a girlfriend, going to get married again, bought a yacht, bought her a yacht. He's traveling all over the world, trying to put dingleberries in space, which, by the way, we decided the other day, that's done, right? We haven't even heard anything from Blue Origin at all lately. So, I mean, things are slowing down. Things are slowing down for the old Jeff Bezos. And he's investing in, the not dog companies. So everything's going down. Last year, new leases on 25,000 plus square foot spaces hit their lowest share of all retail space since 2006. Well, they've been tracking it since 2006. So that's interesting. So if most of the square foot spaces under 25,000 feet is what's being that's what's being leased. That's kind of interesting. And that bodes into the what they're calling. And this, I love this new term that these companies are using. They're going ant mode. So it's no longer big box, baby. We're going ant mode. So we've talked a lot about people taking over homes around America in different cities, squatting. And I say taking over homes, just, you know, the homes are empty and people just move in. And I wish I had the guts to do that. Just between you and me right now, I wish I had the guts to see a nice house that's empty and say, you know what? We're moving in. We're just going to move in. And then you stay until as long as you absolutely possibly can. You get the water turned on, you get the power turned on, and you just live there. Just live there. And then, you know, they come and try to kick you out, they try to evict you, and you don't leave. Until they end up saying, hey, we're going to, you know, the police are coming, we're going to drag you out of here. And then you leave. And it's over. And you're done. And you don't have to worry about anything. I wish I had the guts to do that. But now they're doing it in the Hollywood Hills. And now that they're doing it to, multi-million dollar homes, a little upset. The Hollywood elite, a little bit upset out there in the Hollywood Hills. And they don't even know, you're not even a Hollywood elite in the Hollywood Hills. I mean, you have a house for $2 million. The Hollywoods are spit. That's the guest house for the Hollywood elite. But apparently this house was open and squatters took it over and then they rented it out to this OnlyFans model and others. Okay. So they came back and the squatters had the paperwork out. It's a 9,000 square foot house. And it was up for sale. And we came to the house to open it up. And it had a locks box on it. That was cut off. Locks were changed. And there was a guy. The story talks about we went there. There's a guy laying on the bed. And we called. And then we called the police. And the guy laying on the bed was like, so? Get away. We've done nothing wrong. Get out of here. So then they say they stormed the property from the outside and megaphoned, you need to come out of the house. And nobody responded. So they didn't want to break down the doors. I'm surprised that the police were actually helping. So according to this, the squatters made up a fake lease and had people sign them in order to appear official. And they had four or five people living in the home. So I guess according to police were able to force the false renters out of home. But they had caused damage and they were partying. The house was trashed. There was dog poop and pee all over the house. Weed smells, alcohol, and all that stuff. Plus all the smells you make when you shoot those OnlyFans videos. Just, you know, I mean, holy cow. Why would you? I mean, even if you're squatting in a house. And this brings a whole new term to squatting. But if you're squatting in a house and you want to live there, why are you peeing and pooping everywhere? That doesn't make any sense. So they've been doing this all over the Hollywood Hills. Now it says here that you can deter squatters by putting up no trespassing signs. Are you kidding me? You think a no trespassing sign is going to stop a squatter? Come on now. I mean, I want to believe that you think that sign is going to stop a squatter, but That's not going to. If I'm going to squat, I got to stop saying that word. It's driving me crazy saying that word, especially after the whole poop and pee thing. If I'm going to squat a house, ain't no, oh, there's a no trespassing sign. I'm not going to take that house. Okay. I will, is what I'm saying. I will, even with the no trespassing sign. Sorry, I don't think that would deter a squatter. I'm not sure, unless you had, you know, security, I don't think a sign, a house for sale, don't squat here, is going to help. I just don't see it. But good luck. Good luck. Look, if you want to sell a house and sell it fast, I would say, you know, go to realestateagentsitrust.com. When you absolutely have to buy or sell a home, and I know you have to, you need a real estate agent that you trust. And why not choose one from Real Estate Agents I Trust? They're going to be on your side. You know, it's Glenn's company. He started a long time ago when he got screwed on a deal up in Connecticut and was an incompetent real estate agent. And that's what's happening all around the country. Not only, I mean, we're getting squatters, but we're having real estate agents that, you know, the guy from the, he's got his name on the bus stop. Yeah, you probably don't want him. And buying and selling a home sucks enough. You don't want to have to deal with an incompetent real estate agent. It's a lot of work. It can be confusing. And you don't want to be making a lot of mistakes. And so the agents that Real Estate Agents I Trust work with are the best in your area. They're the top sellers. They know the lay of the land and the best practices to get you and your family where you need to go. So whether it's across the street or across the country, most of these agents are fans of this show. Welcome. So you'll have something in common. And do yourself and your family a favor. Check them out today. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. All right, so we do have some news in, you know, in the news about our ancestors. All right, we have fossil evidence, according to archaeologists, that show that humans have been practicing cannibalism for a million years, and they're discovering that some of the time they did it to honor the dead. What better way to honor the dead, you know, than eating them? So, in a cave in Cheddar Gorge, southwest England, archaeologists have found the remains of at least six individuals. Many of the bones were intentionally broken, and fragments are covered in cut marks, the result of people using stone tools to separate them and remove the flesh. What's more, 42% of the bone fragments bear human teeth marks. So, there's a little doubt that the people who lived in this cave 14,700 years ago practiced cannibalism. Today, you know, cannibalism is a taboo subject, but we're trying to make it non-taboo anymore. Our ancestors have been eating each other for a million years or more. Have they? In fact, it seems that down through the ages, around a fifth of societies have practiced cannibalism. While some of this people eating may have been done to simply survive, yeah, let's find out how they honored the dead. In many cases, the reasons look more complex. In places like, well, it's Gouge Cave, G-O-U-G-H, which is cave, which is in Cheddar Gorge, just in southwest England. In Gouge Cage, consuming the bodies of the dead seems to have been part of a funerary ritual, far from a monstrous affront to nature, right? Maybe been a way of showing respect and love for the dead. They don't know that. I mean, come on now. Oh, yeah, look at those. It's got teeth marks and cut marks, but they were honoring the dead. Okay. Thank you. You know, I know that it's a taboo subject today, but even today, if someone were to say, we want to honor Aunt Bill, Aunt Millie. Let's eat Aunt Millie just to honor her. No. No, thank you. I don't want to eat Aunt Millie. I don't want to eat Uncle Joe. I don't. I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. We also found an international team of researchers have analyzed DNA from a worldwide sample of nearly 10,000 ancient individuals to search for cases of Down syndrome, which is an uncommon genetic condition caused by the presence of an additional copy of chromosome 21. That's interesting that they say that it's an uncommon genetic condition, because I feel like we see Down syndrome a lot these days, a lot more than ever before. But, you know, they claim 1 in 1,000 births now are with Down syndrome. But that's interesting that they claim that it's an uncommon genetic condition, because it doesn't feel like it's an uncommon genetic condition in today's world. But that's what they say. So they scanned the genome data. The researchers from the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology and Man. I love the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology, the MPV-EVA, in Germany. Now, they found 6 children with Down syndrome. 5 of these children were buried more than 2,000 years ago and lived to at most 1 year of age. Although their lives were short, all of these children received a burial, often with grave goods, showing that they were appreciated as members of their ancient societies. They weren't, however, honored by being eaten. So even back then, they were like, ooh, there's something. I don't know that they called it Down syndrome back then, you know, back in the cave, but they knew that something was wrong. Down syndrome is not something wrong. Well, it is. It's an additional copy of chromosome 21. They may have not known that back then, but they did know better. Don't eat it. And so, anyway, they found, you know, burial sites with Down syndrome. And the researchers at MPI-EVA have been collecting and analyzing the ancient data, DNA from humans who lived in the past 10,000 years. So 10,000 years ago, they too knew, you know, just bury the kid with some burial toys, but we're not going to eat it. We're just not going to eat it. Friday, so it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from 4, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4 headlines. One of them is not true. That's why we call it What's the Lie. Our contestant today, returning champion, Ron Phillips, if he wins, not only will he get to come back again for another round, he'll win another Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. And for more information, you can go to the Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie Scent and Design just for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Mr. Phillips, our returning champion, welcome to What's the Lie.
Hey, Jeff, I'm ready to go. I think I've got this today.
You're excited today. I feel a little excitement going on today. You were victorious last week. And you went on your own little Mojo 50 network bragging, telling everybody how smart you were, what was going on. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy to be a part of of you being able to do that. So let's
I can do that's better than Brad, I'm good.
So let's hope that it works out well for you this week as well. All right.
Okay.
All right. You ready to play? Four headlines. One not real. What's the lie? Headline number one: Strava, the fitness app, now has a smart collar for dogs. Headline number two: Campbell's released a grilled cheese and tomato soup. Headline number three: Binance made crypto perfume in an attempt to woo women. Headline number four: the Svalbard Global Seed Vault is now selling off excess seeds. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one: Strava, the fitness app, now has a smart collar for dogs. Headline number two: Campbell's released a grilled cheese and tomato soup. Headline number three: Binance made crypto perfume in an attempt to woo women. Headline number four: the Svalbard Global Seed Vault is now selling off excess seeds. Those are your four headlines, Ron Phillips. What is the lie?
Jeff, I have to go with crypto perfume. Bitcoin sound, it smells good on its own. It doesn't need perfume to do it.
Oh, no. Ron, I wanted you to win so bad. Gosh darn it. I wanted you to have back-to-back weeks, too. But, oh, well. Hey, thanks for playing and thanks for listening to What's the Lie? What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXXIV. So, you want to take another shot? Or, I mean, you don't win anything, but it's...
Oh, man. All right, what was it? Give me the fourth one again.
Oh, my gosh. What am I? The fourth one was: the Svalbard Global Seed Vault is now selling off excess seeds.
I would go with that one.
Well, you'd have been correct, but you didn't get it the first time. I know.
It was between those two, and I took the perfume. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be sorry to me. I mean, I'm not the loser. You are. Okay.
I am the loser.
All right, Ron. Well, thank you very much for playing What's the Lie, and
All right. You
can be on your way now.
Thanks, Jeff. See you.
Bye, guys. See you every morning on, what is that network
on
again?
Mojo. That would be Mojo 50 Radio.
That's what it is, yeah. That's darn, I keep forgetting that.
See you, buddy.
Now's the time when you thought I was going to start singing Billy Joel, My Life Again, isn't it? I knew it, but I'm going to let you off the hook, all right? Thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat. You can, you know, look for the links on my social medias, but I won't sing it again for you on the show, okay? I want to, though. Man, do I want to.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.